And we are back to the second to last hour of this week's Pledge Drive. I am Dominic Villano, joined here with Father Paul and Father Michael. Actually, let me include their last names, Father Paul Porter and Father Michael Metz.
Is that how you doing?
Oh, hold on. Let me just turn on your mics for a second. I'm a little all over the place here. Okay, here you go. You are on now.
Dom, how we doing, man? Good to be here with you.
Thanks for joining us. And before we start, right, I just want to catch up on donations before I get into asking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are we at? What's the numbers?
So, yes, the numbers.
How many millions?
This goal this hour is 3,000. And right now we have at, make sure we are on, yes. And we have someone named Heidi.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. We have Christine. Thank you very much for the donation. We have Mary and also Paula. Mary, thank you very much for being a monthly donor. And because of that, you are going to get a nice fancy Quest mug. It is red, of course. It also holds coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you like coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And so I've seen the mugs.
I think
they have handles.
They talked about it earlier. It can also hold tea. Is this true?
Is that legal?
Yeah.
I think it can.
Cold water.
Cold water.
Really?
Mug, yeah.
Maybe any liquid beverage.
I will not have this conversation with you.
And along with that, you also get an entry into a chance to win a very nice painting. I need to remember the name for this person who made it. And it is made by, let me get back to that.
Michelangelo.
Actually, it's from Sally Kazin, I think. Yes. So if you donate monthly, you get a chance to win that.
Very cool. What's the painting?
It is a painting of
Eiffel Tower. I love a good Eiffel Tower painting.
I would give money for a painting. All right, so the goal is $3,000.
Yes,
it
is $3,000 today.
So okay, look, let's just put it out there.
Yeah, put it out there.
Yeah, let's put the incentive out.
Yeah.
First person who donates $1 million, we will give you a subscription, a 1 month subscription to Magnificat. Well, really, I'm just going to give you the one I used from the previous month.
Yeah,
but that's all it takes.
Yep. Yeah, you'll probably get like 2 good days out of it until it expires.
Yeah, but solid publication. So if you're interested, first mail, call in at 470-508-1160, The Quest.
Nice.
Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com, download the mobile app. That'd be great. So I'm here today with Father Mike Metz, local expert in something.
Yep, many
and
things.
Our hour, we're talking about saints, heroes for all time.
Yep.
And the timing on this is pretty good. So Father Michael actually just got back from a trip to Wichita, which is not a place where you'd think you'd find, you know, interesting things. My dad is from, you know, around that area, so I'll give it some credit. But what did you find in Wichita, and what does that have to do with saints? Heroes for all time.
Yeah, first and foremost, let me say sorry to all the people of Kansas who were just wildly offended by Father Paul.
That's my family. You're welcome.
Secondly, so this is my first time on the Quest. Yeah, and just wanted to give a shout out to my parish down in Peachtree City, Holy Trinity Catholic Church. Some have said, myself included, that it's the best parish in the diocese, so not really. Well, it's up for debate, except it's undebatable. And
how many of your parishioners are listening from their golf carts right now?
At least, and this is just a scientific hypothesis, at least 1,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So, so what did I do? I went out to Kansas. Okay, flew out to Wichita, and was actually sent out there on orders with the Army. I'm an Army chaplain in the reserves right now, and I serve with a unit down in Macon, Georgia. So once a month, actually this weekend, I'll go down and serve the troops down there and celebrate Mass for them and do types of direction and kind of counseling type stuff. But I received an invitation from the Chaplain Corps, which I'm a part of, and it was the Catholic side of the Chaplain Corps that sent me an invitation to a funeral in Wichita, Kansas for a priest, Medal of Honor winner, and POW KIA in the Korean War, Father Emil Capon.
Jeez, that is a lot of awesome titles.
Dude, he is legendary. And Father Capon, he was ordained a priest in the Diocese of Wichita and ended up serving in World War II as a chaplain and then chose to re-enter.
He's not the Korean War?
Well, let me finish, Paul.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is incredibly rude.
This is where I got confused.
Okay, so then he chose to re-enter the Army and to serve in Korea, and was awarded the Medal of Honor for saving like hundreds of troops and for heroic acts of valor on the battlefield. And he actually negotiated the capture of probably like 20 American soldiers in front of the North Korean soldiers who were definitely going to kill him. And instead, he negotiated a safe, secure capture. But then they went on a death march for, I've heard 40 miles before, I've heard 100 miles before, and he carried another POW on his shoulders for 40 miles with frostbite on his feet. I mean, unbelievable guy. And then was in the POW camps up in North Korea for, it was about 7 months. I think it was November to May, and ended up really giving his life for all the soldiers that were up there. He would famously steal food from the Korean soldiers and the Chinese Communist Party soldiers as well. He would rebuke and rebuttal the communist propaganda, the atheistic ideologies. He would publicly destroy them. He would pray to, what's his name, Saint Dismas, who's the good thief. He would pray to him as the patron saint of thievery before he went and stole food from the Koreans.
There's got to be some good moral questions there.
Oh yeah, no. The church is clear on it that if you don't have enough food for yourself and somebody has excess, then it's already technically your food, so you can go on and eat the food that's available for you.
Is there like a loophole for you can pretty much steal whatever you want from your torturer?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's Catechism 563.
Yep. And just to be clear, there's no loopholes for stealing cars, Grand Theft Auto. That's not the same thing, Paul. Paul.
We're not certain about that.
Okay. So
Dom, can you go ahead and bring it up? Go ahead and bring up the Catechism. Yeah, he's checking right now.
It's a scroll pretty far to get to that.
Yeah. It's uncertain. Anyways, continue on.
Yeah. So he would go around to all these different camps, and he would actually take the stolen food that he had and would give it to the other GIs. And he was famously a pipe smoker, which there's a cool photo of him. He got his pipe shot out of his mouth from a sniper. And he's holding up his pipe with this cheesy grin has the stem shot out of his face. And he would go around with a little tobacco in his pipe and would give the guys just a little smoke. And they ended up, the Chinese communist soldiers, they hated him. And they ended up putting him in what they call a hospital, quote unquote a hospital. But the GIs called it a death room, and he died there. And his body was missing for 70 years. And the United States Army finally identified his bones, which matched with the DNA from his brother Eugene. And they were able to bring him home from Hawaii, where he was kind of a part of like a mass grave, essentially, where they would try to identify soldiers who were missing in action.
His bones were in Hawaii.
They had brought it back earlier from North Korea, and they had him stored in Hawaii. So then the Bishop of Wichita went out to Hawaii and flew the bones back to Wichita, to his home. And we had a funeral for a saint. So Wichita is already, like, they've already created a high school in his name. They call it Capon High School. There's controversy about how to say his last name.
Oh, man.
Capon Capon.
What is that? What is the ethnicity of an Emil?
He's Czech.
Oh, he's Czech.
He's Czech. Yeah, he's Czech. And so the Army put me on orders, and I got to fly out there and represent the Chaplain Corps and the Catholic faith, and like one of the greatest honors of my life. So at this funeral, we would say, you know, Heavenly Father, please welcome Father Emil Capon up into your heavenly homeland. And then two breaths later, we'd say, Father Capon, pray for us. We're like, well, are we praying for a saint, or is he praying for us, or how does this work? And
it's both and, Michael. It was the church.
It was truly the both and both and with Catholicism and the military. I mean, they had 21 gun salute, honor guard, color guard. The whole Diocese of Wichita showed up, and I mean, they love the guy. And so his cause for canonization is open. He's got two miracles on track that they're trying to push forward, and just very, very special guy. Chris Stefanik has a video on him on YouTube. It's got over 1 million views, and he kind of gives an explanation. Not as good as an explanation as what I just did.
Yeah.
But about Father Capon.
That's what we're getting a lot of feedback on this right now. The Twitter sphere is blowing up. We put out a vote. Is it Stefanik or is it Metz? Who are we going with?
Yeah. There's no vote. Come on.
Father Michael is in the lead. So real quick, speaking of both and, once again, if you would like to donate to the quest, you can give both and your money or your sons to the priesthood. Really, both and are accepted, and both are in great need. Quest Radio. So tell me a little bit about what... Was this a canonization mass? Did he become a saint? Or is this just finally having a chance to have like a funeral memorial service?
Yeah, yeah. So they had had memorial services for him before. They'd had it. But this is the rite of Christian burial. And okay. So they actually brought his body, brought his remains. We had a vigil. And then the day of the funeral, they actually... Man, it was unbelievable.
So they had not had a funeral, though.
Because they had no remains. They didn't have a body. And so they actually finally got to bury him and put him to rest after 70 years of missing. And already his cause for canonization was open. So it was pretty unbelievable. It's like the humility to recognize that here's a most likely a saint that we asked for his intercession. He lived a life of radical virtue and gave his life for people that he loved.
Oh, he's definitely a saint.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that one.
But even he needed the grace of the church and the rites of the funeral. And I don't really know how that works in terms of like the temporal order of going into heaven and praying for him and all these different things. But they buried him. He's got an altar on the left side of the cathedral down in Wichita. So go and visit his grave, go and visit where he's buried. And yeah, people are already celebrating mass on his grave, and got to spend some time with them and put all of my rosaries and all these different things on his coffin. It's so cool. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, I would say relics and bones are one of the stranger, creepier things we do as Catholics, and I love it. I was just talking to a friend recently about one of my favorite celebrations and feasts throughout the year is All Souls Day. And I love how in Mexico they have Dia de los Muertos. Mm-hmm. And one of the towns I was in Mexico was actually the town that they modeled the movie Coco after. Mm. Coco, great movie. The Quest loves Coco. I'm certain of it. Huge fans of Coco. I mean, Dom's shaking his head. He loves Coco.
Loves it.
Yeah. 100 out of 100 Quest listeners.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Dom, please turn your mic down. We're trying to talk about saints.
Trying to work over here.
But there is something, I don't know, it's an interesting thing, right? Like, if you're not Catholic, you might just find it almost like morbid or grotesque or just like creepy in a horror movie sense.
Yeah.
But there is something about acknowledging death and all of its strangeness and sometimes like creepiness, but then also acknowledging that like Christ has conquered this. Mm. And so what I've always appreciated about All Souls Day, and you know, have you ever been to the mass at St. John Cantius in Chicago?
The Requiem mass?
Yeah. So they do Mozart's Requiem. Mm-hmm. And they bring in, they have to be members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I mean, it is absolutely outstanding. I mean, whether or not you even like Catholicism, right, or want to go to mass, you're getting one of the most beautiful concerts you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
And you know, people are just weeping by the end of this, and there's just a certain gravity when they play that adagio at the end, where you just feel like the sadness, but it's like in some ways like that really fulfilling good sadness.
Yeah.
If I can make that distinction between like a despairing sadness and like a full, I don't know. Yeah. A rich sadness.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know. I think that's one of the things I appreciate about our Catholic faith is that we do hold this tension, but in this tension is a richness and a fullness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, and it's the idea of the differences in sadness is that it's not a sadness devoid of hope, but it's like sadness with a person in it, Jesus. And although I haven't been to the Requiem Mass at St. John Cantius, I did get to go to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra where they played Verdi's Requiem Mass. And that thing, it's like a 200-person choir and like 100-instrument orchestra. And there was something about... you know, 200 people, 100 others playing instruments, using the fullness of creation in harmony, representing humanity, pleading for the mercy of God, like the gravity of all of those people singing and kind of like yelling from like the depths of the human heart, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. Like, that's the really the full expression of the depravity of death without Christ. And when you hear the fullness of like that cry and that need for Jesus, then his response to it is even more resounding. It's even more powerful. Yeah. So I'd be curious to hear, Paul,
real quick.
Yeah. Tell me.
What is that? The most famous part of his Requiem Mass is that Dies Irae.
Yeah.
Dies Irae. Man, yeah. When you hear those 200 singers, you're like, man, is Jesus about to come back right now? Is he about to like blow the roof off of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra?
Right. Cause you realize like, this is serious business right here. This is serious business. And yeah, to have the full expression of the human longing for the need to be saved. You know, there's sometimes when you can kind of try to jump over the depths of suffering and pain that's involved in death. But then when it's represented so fully in an art like that, it makes Jesus's response to it even more powerful. You're like, we need this so bad. And Jesus fulfilled it and fulfilled it way more than we expected.
I think, can we just acknowledge, though, that my singing right there was pretty much the exact same thing as hearing it live at the CSO?
I know the listeners can't see it, but a little tear.
Yeah.
Just shed a little tear.
Dom, stop weeping on the keyboard. This is embarrassing. We're on a fundraising tour right now. Once again, if you want to call in, 470-508-1160, that's the Quest. Once again, we are offering Dom, there's a Bible on the counter. I have a half-drink water bottle. Whatever it takes, first million. We are...
Not to mention the Quest mugs, which hold various liquids.
Various liquids.
Not just coffees.
Yeah, whatever you need. There's a bell right now, and we're going to ring that bell get a million. That's the million bell.
Oh, that's the million bell. All right, don't touch it.
Yeah.
I'll touch it in 10 minutes, because we're going to get that million.
Do you think that... What do you think... What did they bring... Did he carry on the bones on the plane? Is the bishop like... I mean, do you imagine going through TSA and TSA is like, what do you got in there? And the Bishop of Wichita being like, yeah, it's Amilcar Pond's bones. You know, like, is that acceptable behavior? Can you do that?
The Bishop did not have Father Capon's bones as his carry-on item. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. What, he just threw them in, like, back in the luggage bin?
No. When the United States, when we fly a soldier home who was KIA... There's military honors around it, dude.
Oh, man. Well,
come on now.
He's not flying coach with the mill?
No, man. They had like two-star generals.
What if he wasn't a military guy? What's our option?
Well, then it's a carry-on situation. No, this guy, he's the best. They had him flying first class, man. They had him flying first class. I don't know if that's true, but
what was the military presence like at the funeral? So just real quick, one of the things I've always appreciated in military funerals was how well military, like, I don't even know what I want to call it, but like, it just seems to fit well with the structure of the Catholic Mass.
Yeah.
When, you know, I can remember most vividly the, you know, the way in which the Marines, you know, gave their tribute to my cousin who died in the Iraq War.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it was incredibly beautiful the way that this synced up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was that experience like? We only got about a minute or two here before we go to break.
Man down. Paul just fell out of his seat.
We have an issue. Man down. There's a woman who has violently come in here and she started breaking things in the studio. But she is letting us know that we are matching up to $10,000 dollar for dollar. We will not match the million offer. That's just going to have to be straight up money. but we are matching up to 10,000 right now. And yeah, so anyways, maybe when we come back from the break, we'll get back a little bit to Father Emil.
Yeah, hey, hold on. Let me just make a comment right quick on what you said. Is that what the military does, it's ceremony honors, okay? And so there's movements and there's types of order that it just fits with the liturgical mindset of the church. And so it's be here, do this, do that, move here. I mean, even when we were going to the final burial, okay, the military processed in. They had, it was unbelievable. They had four giant horses drawing a, with a carriage drawn behind it with the coffin, with Father Emil, his bones in there, draped with an American flag, processing down with troops leading the way. So this is a procession, okay, with colors, with the honor guard, the 21-gun salute, all waiting for him. And then as he passed by, they have the whole Diocese of Wichita, led by the bishop, processing behind them.
Man.
And so there's, but it's a human thing. It's a human thing that the military has grabbed onto, that Catholicity uses and allows it to be baptized and full of grace. So I think it's the natural order of humanity to operate like that when the situation, when it needs it. But we do it with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Father Michael, do you love the Lord?
I'm fired up right now. Mm. You got me talking about Father Capon?
Mm, amen.
Dude. All right, when we come back, I want to know about some
of your
saints.
Hold on, Dom. Do you love the Lord?
Do I? Yes.
Amen. Amen. I love the Lord.
There are no other options for you right now. You cannot say anything else.
You are listening to Father Paul and Father Michael here on AM 1160 The Quest. We're going to come back soon after this break, and we will hear more about... I'm not sure what you're going to start with next.
Yeah, buckle
up.
Who
knows? Who knows?
Buckle up, baby.
Stay tuned after this break.
Hi, this is AJ with The Quest. Did you know that we are on a mission to invite, inform, and inspire listeners like you? We want you to embrace your journey and take one step closer to God by not only listening, but engaging with us. In fact, we could use your help with making this vision a reality. I ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as a missionary to help with volunteer tasks at our studio in Roswell, Georgia. If you feel called to help and would like to learn more, please send us an email at info@thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents A Daily Dose of Virtue with Jay Tremonti from Venture with Virtue.
Do you find it easy to do the right thing? What about when no one's looking? Making good decisions and acting on them is what virtue is all about. But the pressure of stress, temptation, and vice constantly try to pull us away from doing the right thing. That's when we're at our weakest. Do you wish there was something to help you overcome these weaknesses, make a good decision, and do the right thing? Good news, there is. It's called accountability. Sometimes our desire to be virtuous and do good is not enough for us to actually do the right thing. Having a friend or family member hold us accountable can make all the difference. When we know we have to answer to someone else for our decisions and actions, we actually think more critically, make a good decision, and act in line with the person we want to be, even when we're weak.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hello, I'm Monsignor Joe Corbett from St. Jude Parish in Sandy Springs. And this is my favorite prayer, the Hail Mary prayer. Let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
AM 1160 The Quest is your metro-wide Atlanta Catholic radio station. Our programming is rooted in the teachings of the Catholic Church and helps listeners learn new and fascinating aspects of our faith. Here at The Quest, our mission is simple and powerful: to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith through the beauty of the Catholic Church. The Quest team continues to hear wonderful testimonies from listeners all around Atlanta. One listener shared,
"The Quest helps me grow my faith every day I listen. Every day, I feel the Holy Spirit talking to me through The Quest. If I have a question, it seems like the answers come to me through this Catholic radio station in a timely manner. I enjoy the programming, and yes, it has changed me. It's definitely changed me."
None of this would be possible without listeners just like you. We are a 100% listener-supported station. A donation of any amount helps to cover the ongoing operational expenses. Your donation is helping to bring your fellow Catholics and Christians closer to Christ. To donate, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Back on AM 1160, The Quest, your local Catholic radio station. We are a third of the way there to our goal. It has been a crazy day so far. Yesterday we had a crazy hour, the same hour, but yesterday. So just please keep the lines ringing and call us at 470-508-1160. You can also go to thequestatlanta.com and click on the donate button to donate your pledge today. Monthly donors are very much needed right now just to keep things, keep the income coming in, keep the stations on, and to keep everything running smoothly.
All right, Dom, you know, it is just a joy to be here. I'd like to give a few shout outs, though, to those who have so generously donated. And honestly, right now, not just for the quest, but for Father Michael and I's pride.
Mm-hmm. Mostly for that.
Yeah, mostly for our pride. So firstly, big thank you to Heidi, Christine, Mary, Paula, the Attach family, Lisa, Mrs. Gannon, Father Tim Hepburn, donating to the two fools on the radio. How dare he?
I don't know who he's referring to there.
That could be Dom. I'm sorry that he said that about you.
It's very offensive. He's one person, by the way.
And our most recent, Meg. So thank you so much for everyone who has donated. Father Michael and I are talking about saints, heroes for all time. So, Father Michael, tell me, who are five of your favorite saints?
Three. Let's do three. Three. Okay. And we can't say Blessed Mother or Saint Joseph.
Okay. Well, okay.
The saint. Well, we'll just assume they're top two.
I mean, the Blessed Mother is just like, yeah.
She's the saint's saint.
Yeah. So if you don't say her, it's like, what are you doing?
I know.
Are you even
okay? So that is five. Because we'll say Joseph, Mary.
All right. So who's your other three?
So I got a big devotion to Saint Francis Xavier, the patron of missionaries, and some cool stories. He's my confirmation saint. I literally only chose his name to be my confirmation saint because I thought Xavier was such a cool name.
Xavier was I also thought that was a cool name.
Oh, man. So my choices were between Xavier and Saint Dominator, which I don't know if that's an actual
name. That's not a name, dude.
I just to hear Cardinal Gregory say, and you've chosen Saint Dominator.
That's not real.
And then I love Therese of Lisieux.
All right, you're at three. But I know you want to go farther. You said Dominator.
No, that was just my choices for confirmation saints.
All right,
yeah. And then I gotta say, like Father Capone, he's kind of taking the reins here, man.
Yeah,
he's my guy.
If there's anybody you want to be, it's that guy.
So over his, this is the last thing I'll say about Father Capone, maybe.
Doubt it.
And I promise that it might be, okay? Over his memorial tombstone, before they found his bones, it read, all priest, all man.
Man.
Just four words.
Holy smokes.
I mean, it was all man, all priest.
Is that like his epitaph?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite epitaphs, mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra,
mm-hmm.
The best is yet to come.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
That's very, very Christian. Good. Okay, so then Paul, I'll ask you, top five saints.
Top five saints. All right, so we got our two squared away.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's been coming back and making a little... So I feel like saints come in and out of my life, and I think they do with all people, but, you know, some kind of rise to the surface as being a more powerful presence, more... of a powerful intercessor or inspiration. So for a long time, coming into seminary was soon to be Saint Fulton Sheen was a mm-hmm. big one.
Mm-hmm.
But actually who's kind of rising right now is Francis of Assisi.
Oh, cool.
So big fan of his. Also, Therese,
yeah,
the flower, she is just awesome.
She is.
So she's always been a big one as on that. And then, man, I don't know. I think St. Peter actually has been a big presence.
I like that.
So I've always appreciated that. So, yeah, I don't know. Speak about maybe, do you agree that saints have kind of come in and out of your life?
Yeah, for sure. And the process of, yeah, developing friendship with saints who they're fully alive. That is a squeaky chair.
This is a squeaky chair and my microphone is not turned on, is it? There we go.
It is turned on. I can hear
you. They told me to come in here and say, hey guys, here's the deal. Last hour we raised like $1,280 and now we've only at $960.
We still got 30 minutes left, right? Or 20.
We've got to raise, what do we got to raise about?
Another 2,000.
3,000? No, we got a $10,000 match.
Right. Yeah,
so we got to raise $9,000 in the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
$9,000 in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, so what's 9,000 divided by 20?
Yeah, that's...
Dom, what do we got? Do the math on us. We need, what, about $1,000 a minute? No, that would be 20,000.
It's 450.
We did that. Yes. Did we do it last night?
Yeah. Is it?
450.
Just did it in my brain.
Yes, you did.
450 a minute. But that's easily done. We did that yesterday, Dom, didn't we?
No, that was...
We did the last hour. Who do we have in the studio?
We had...
Father Tim Hepburn and Father Bob Frederick.
That was last hour. The yesterday at the 4 o'clock hour, we had a couple of gentlemen in here, and we did, about $7,500?
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I just came in. I'm not going to leave. I just got here.
No, you have to go now.
I have to go now.
I'm so committed to raising money. If I wasn't trapped in this room, okay, I would go out and beg for money and then...
St. Francis.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Okay, I would encourage other people to give their money to Quest. That's how committed I am.
Well, here's how you can give to the Quest. Call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. We only need $450 a minute.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I could do that if I had $450 a minute.
Right, but you don't have to because other people will.
Right.
And I charge people $450 a minute for my spiritual direction. I think it's that valuable.
I'm not even sure what to say to that.
That's confession worthy. I'll see you afterwards. All right, I got my stole ready.
470-508-1160. I'm just keep saying the phone number. How's that?
Yeah. And like you said, for every $100 given, we give you $1,000,000.
How many indulgences have we given out this hour?
That's a good point. We haven't brought that up at all.
Yeah, I mean, the church built some pretty sweet stuff with those.
Oh, baby.
So we don't want to, write that off too quickly.
I'm feeling a 99th thesis coming on here or something.
Yeah. No, let's...
If you want your mean grandma to go to heaven, call the Quest.
And I'm going to read off the donors right now. So far, we have Catherine and Peter from Big Canoe, Georgia.
Whoa, Big Canoe, Pete.
Cool.
And we have an anonymous donor that is a leadership gift. So you can
ring the bell.
Oh, nice. Oh. That's a what? It's a leadership gift?
Over $1,000.
I've never heard of the name of Anonymous before.
Look at that.
A good friend of ours.
Weird...
Anonymous is calling in constantly. It's amazing.
Very, very involved.
And the note for that is Father Metz.
You think that could be...
Yes!
Is that Shaq?
$1,000 for Father Metz?
That's right.
Or for the Quest? Or is it for me?
It's for...
Well...
I get 10%?
It's to the Quest in honor of Father Metz. And that rhymes.
That's even better. That's even better. Well, so here, I got a question. This is regarding the saints, okay? What are some of the characteristics that's kind of blown you away, Paul, about some of these saints that you have these devotion to? Like, what has attracted you to them?
Boldness.
All right. Say more.
Yeah. So
is it because you need to work on being more bold and confident in things?
You get one donation and his head is enormous. We're not going to be able to get him out of
these headphones. They don't fit anymore. My head.
He's just going to have to stay in here for the next few nights. I remember when we were at seminary when Bishop Barron was still our rector, and one of his favorite quotes was from a architect named Daniel
McCreary.
Nope, not McCreary.
He helped
design the Chicago World Fair.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyways, great architect.
Mm-hmm.
But he liked to quote him, and it's become one of my favorite quotes too. It was, make no small plans, for they have no power to stir man's blood. And I think one of my favorite aspects of the saints was their boldness and what they would ask for from God and the way that they would live out God's will and for them. Mm. You think about someone like, you know, Saint Therese, like even someone who's cloistered away, right? And she at one point was read that article about the man who'd been sentenced to death. He was a murderer, and she saw it in the newspaper, and she felt really bad, and she was worried about his soul. And so she prayed, and she was like, God, save his soul, and send me a sign to let me know that his soul's saved, right? Yeah. You know, like 10-year-old girl just demanding some sign from God that his soul's saved, right? And then they find out in a subsequent paper that right before he was executed, that he asked for a cross from the priest, and he kissed the crucifix.
Yeah.
So there's a certain boldness about the saint. I mean, Saint Francis. So I'm going to put this out here, and I think this is one of the things that I've found most interesting about him lately is I think I would argue he's lived the most Christ-like life of any saint in terms of his lived experience of life, like in such a radical way. I don't think any saint has touched it.
Yeah. No, I've heard some conversations between Dominican friars and Franciscan friars, and talks about the number of splits and divisions in the Franciscan order. And they're like, why has this not happened with the Dominican orders? But it's just the Franciscans. You know, what's the joke? There's as many Franciscan orders as there are Protestant denominations. It's like, and a part of it is because they want to embody the spirit of their founder, who was so radically Christ-like, that there's this constant desire to reform and return. And because of that, there's like this frantic need and hunger to be more like St. Francis, to be more like Christ. And they say in Chesterton's biography of St. Francis, when he died, that some of his close followers, they had an intense conversation about, does this reshape the way that we understand being a Christian? Meaning, does everybody need to live like a Franciscan in order to be Christian? And just barely, they said, no, the church is big enough to take in the Franciscans, but the Franciscans aren't big enough to take in the whole church. And so there was wisdom there that it became a part of the charism of the church. But that's how intense, that's how bold he was. It like made us rethink and reconsider what it means to be a Christian.
I think the translation, modern translation of your phrase there is go big or go home, right? Go big or go home. Folks, we're going to need you to call right now, and we want you to go big. But we don't want you to go home yet. All right. 470-508-1160.
People are going big right now.
470-508-1160.
We got a few names coming in here. Anonymous strikes again. I'm pretty sure that's Shaquille O'Neal. I'm just going to put that
good friend of yours.
Yeah. Huge friend.
Play basketball all the time together.
He's a giant human being. He's a huge friend.
He's impressively large.
I eat a lot of his pizzas. He's making pizzas now.
Yeah. Oh, the Shaq-a-roni pizzas.
The Shaq-a-roni, baby.
Yeah.
Were you going to thank some of those folks there, Father?
All right. That's we're going to put this out here. First million donated. We'll give you two Shaq-a-roni pizzas, which you will share with Father Michael and I.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a donation from Anonymous, Craig, David, and Kim. We're very thankful showing up. Oh, we got one coming in. Could this be the million?
Here we go.
It's coming in. It's coming in hot.
Should I start ringing the bell now?
We actually don't even have room on this Excel sheet for all the numbers that are getting placed. Oh, nope. Yes, Betsy coming to the rescue. This hour's turning up. This last 20 minutes we could build a Quest cathedral.
Oh, baby.
With all of the money that's pouring in right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot. I had to share this donation with you, but my name was first, so.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
Listen, that's mine.
I'll give that to you. That's okay. I'm okay with that. Humility. How about that?
Oh, so speaking of virtues that you don't have, but the saints might, tell us about your favorite saintly attributes.
Well, this was another saint. He just barely missed the cusp, but he was actually on my ordination card, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati.
Wow.
And I mean, that same spirit of boldness and magnanimity, he totally lived that. And one of the cool things about him,
Virso el alto, to the heights, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Semper altius, always higher and always deeper. And, you know, when you come into seminary and you're committed to being a priest of Jesus and wanting to be an authentic disciple, like you constantly ask the question, well, how am I supposed to do this? What does this look like? What does this look like? And I saw in Fursati ways to live in holiness that I that didn't naturally occur to me. But I thought, well, this is off limits. Like, Christians can't do that kind of stuff. Or, oh, no, it looks different to glorify God and to be a super saint. And Fursati, just the way that he lived with his radical joy and an embrace of the goodness of creation, the goodness of friendship, the goodness of the world, but allowing those things to be sanctified and transformed in Christ, like, it just opened up a whole another world for me. And so the saints, they teach me in a lot of ways what it looks like, where I look at them and I say, wow, I didn't know that God could do that. I didn't know that I could do that in Christ. And that's a part of this idea, which I love, is like, when without Jesus, we become just homogenous. We all become the same. It's like boring and bland. You know, it's a stained glass window without any light behind it. But then the saints are the ones that are illuminated and lit up by the light of Christ. And so each of them is unique and magnificent in the glory of God, lit up by the person of Jesus Christ. So it's like, yeah, be a saint. Yeah, and you want to be like them, but you're going to be totally different than anybody who's ever lived in ways that you could have never possibly imagined. So I think the saints opened up that horizon. Instead of just trying to follow a rubric of what it looks like to be holy and pious and pay attention, is like, no, God desires the fullness of life. And that's kind of out of your control. So just be with Jesus and let him open up the world. Let him open up life to you. It's a different, very different way of going about things. So I'm very grateful for the saints for that.
He's a hot one amongst the Utes.
Yeah.
The Utes are big Giorgio Fursati fans.
Well, so here's my question. Are we still considered Utes? We're in our
30s. Are we Utes?
Am I a Ute?
I'm not. You're only a youth if you're under 35.
Oh, we're in.
Yes.
See, I'm 45, so I'm old. And Dom, you're definitely in, right?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
Dom's
definitely in.
Unless I'm older than all of you, but that's probably not.
You're more mature than all of us, but not older.
Incredibly well.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Hold on, we got
some fresh donaciones coming in right now.
A little lingo there for you.
Betsy,
I don't know what kind of lingo.
Mary, Chip, and Martha. Is that Chip and Martha and Joanna Gaines? Is that the home makeover people that just gave us cash? Another famous listener of the Quest.
Nice.
And Joanne. So, or Joan. Sorry, that's Joan.
Joan.
Yes.
Joan of Arc.
So how much will we raise this hour? Do we have a number? How close are we to that 10,000?
Right now we have raised 4,400.
Oh, we're already over.
No, 10,000.
10,000.
Oh, we're going to.
We're halfway there.
We have okay, 10, if we get to 10,000, somebody matches it dollar to dollar. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this what I'm understanding?
It's, no, it's dollar for dollar up to that. So we have a $10,000 match. So if you raise 10, we get 20.
Holy shit.
So we just got to 5, and we've got 10 minutes to go. So actually, our average came down. We don't have to do 450 an hour anymore, right?
Oh, this is easy. We got this.
Wait, we do still have to do 450. I'm sorry.
It's a little more.
Two shakaroni pizzas.
Okay, back difficult.
But here's the phone number. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com, in studio. All right, gentlemen, Father Metz.
That's right.
And Father Paul.
Yes.
What's your last name, Father Paul?
Porter.
Father Paul Porter and Father Metz in studio right now, and this is their hour. Folks, call in honor of these young on fire priests who are here on the radio. They're kind of a little bit silly, but that's okay. We love that, right? A little crazy. It's okay to get crazy on live radio.
We are literally going to light ourselves on fire.
Nope.
For the Quest. Whatever it takes.
Don't do it in here.
Didn't Father call in and say for the two crazy priests on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Father Hepburn?
Father Tim Hepburn. He has been in the studio, and now his presence is spreading throughout the world, as they would say.
Yeah. Actually, can I ask a couple of questions?
Yeah, for sure.
Father Metz, how long have you been a priest?
I've been a priest for 3, going on 4 years.
Okay, and are you an associate, a pastor, or what's your position?
I am a parochial vicar down in Peachtree City, and I'm actually the Spanish priest.
Ooh.
Which you couldn't tell by my 6'3" height and very white complexion.
Can you say something in Spanish for us?
Yeah. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Estamos aquí en el estudio.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Boom, baby.
Yeah, as they say.
Yeah, dame una cerveza.
Yeah.
And Father Paul Porter, how long have you been a priest?
I've been a priest for 1 year and a few months.
He's just a baby.
So I wasn't going to say that because I don't want to be disrespectful, but I've heard that.
Yeah, I know. I know. But he's just a little jealous because I got a better beard than he does.
Oh, come on.
I got the best beard, guys. Yeah. Come on. You got to try a little harder. You don't even have the gray.
That's true.
You got to think gray in order to get that.
I see.
And you have to have 7 kids, but don't try it. That wouldn't be okay. All right.
That's true.
470-508-1160. Give us a shout. We're halfway to the goal for this hour. These gentlemen are on fire for the faith. And you know, there's nothing more exciting than having our priests. First of all, gentlemen, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for being priests for us, bringing the sacraments to us. I am just honored. And my kids, I have 7 kids, and I think you met a few of them.
Yeah.
It's just to see priests like you who are excited about your faith, living the faith, an example. It's a great example to them. So thank you for being that great example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, I can't speak on behalf of Paul, but I'm happy that I got to meet them.
Yeah. They're great. Have you met them?
Father? Well, I have not met them. But I assume they're a great lot. I mean, I don't think I've ever met 7 family-sized kids that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Big families, I don't think I've ever met one that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I don't know.
If I have, I wouldn't be able to say it on air.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, then let's not. 470-508-1160.
Speaking of big families, the Mets that I don't like, the Mets fans, tell me about your family.
I will jump across this table.
That's not true. He knows I love his family.
No, we don't want you to hurt yourself, Father. That's it. No jumping across the table. We already broke Jesus.
So, that's true.
He had an infant of Prague in the middle of the table, and he got knocked over. And
he had his head snapped
off. That's okay. It's actually been glued on before. And did you know the history of the infant of Prague, that he was actually a broken statue? And then they came in and prayed, and that's why we have him in the room, because he's actually very well known as the intercessor for fundraising.
Oh, really?
Mother Angelica had a statue, but the original Infant of Prague was in a monastery that had been bombed, and the friars came in and prayed for his intercession to build a new monastery. Mm-hmm. All the money was given, and they're like, well, we're going to build a nice, beautiful statue in his honor, and he appeared to them and said, put the old statue back up.
Oh, wow.
The broken statue. So we had a broken Infant of Prague statue. So that means we're going to make the goal, right? No, I'm not not superstitious.
We're going to break through the goal here.
We're going to break was through the goal, Dominic. So here's the phone number, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. Where are we at, Dominic? We've got 5 minutes left in the hour.
Here, let me see
numbers.
This.
What are our numbers?
Oh, yeah. What are we looking? What are we looking like?
What are we looking like?
Numbers right now are, let me just bring it up really quick. Oh, no. Okay, right now it is at 5,035.
Oh, okay. All right. We're at a pretty good clip here, but we got to keep going, huh?
Got to keep going. We got a couple people to thank, right? Or do we thank all those folks?
We thanked all these folks.
Okay.
Chip and Joanna Gaines were our last ones. Famous home makeover couple. Huge. Huge for the quest.
Huge.
They love the quest.
They love the quest. I think they love us. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair to say.
They should. If they don't, they should.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. No, we'll just assume that. Assume the best.
470-508-1160 or online thequestatlanta.com.
Well, hey, let me say this, is that being in the parish, so my first assignment was up in Rome, Georgia. Well, my first assignment was back up to Mundelein to study more. Because apparently 6 years I didn't get enough info in my brain.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So they sent me up.
Because it's a big brain, right?
Yeah, right. Because there's always more space in my brain.
That's right.
It's like my stomach.
Continue.
And but my first parish assignment, Rome, Georgia, and then going down to Peachtree City. In both places, and serving up in Chicago where I went to school and interacting with different parishioners. Dude, there are some legitimately very holy, saintly people in these parishes.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah, and it can be pretty humbling when you're hearing somebody's confession and kind of on the other side of the screen, you just want to yell like, "That's it? That's all you got?" It's like
I do worse than that.
Oh my goodness! They're holy people that commit their life to prayer and service, and I think they're scattered throughout our parishes.
Yeah, they're out there.
That's beautiful.
Which is, there's a church militant image, right? Scattered throughout the world are these really saintly people. Even like thinking about the saints themselves, you know, we do tend to have some countries that have more saints, right? These Catholic cultures. But I mean, if you look at all of the saints, it's like we have every corner of the earth covered.
Yeah.
I don't think we have Antarctica.
It's true.
But there's no people there.
Huh. Are there any polar bear saints?
No. Well, we have remember that dog they tried to make a saint and they did it?
Saint Bernard?
Well, I don't think... No, I think it was literally a dog. They tried to make a saint. And then I think finally I think the church had to say, like, I think you guys are missing...
Dogs are not people. Dogs are not people. I love dogs. Well, you know we love dogs.
Yeah, we love dogs. So just let it be known, Father Michael and I, huge dog fans.
Big dog fan.
Folks, we have 2 minutes left in the RA to break in the deep conversation. I do think it's important to note that Father Paul Portier said they're spread across our, you know, sprinkled in our parishes. Working in Catholic radio, I get to work with amazing people who are doing crazy stuff for the Lord.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Our church has a beautiful future because of the faithfulness. People are just being drawn to it. So, folks, we have a minute and 32 seconds left in this hour. I think we've raised about $6,000. I can't see the screen, so I'm just guessing. 470-508-1160 is the number. Or give online thequestatlanta.com. We need about two people to call in with $1,000.
Come on.
If you've been thinking about, you know, one of you out there, you've been thinking, I could give that $5,000 right now. I think you should give it in honor of the previous hour, but you could certainly give it in honor of this hour if you wanted to. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Give it in honor of Dom. He's the only quiet one in the room right now.
That's
although
true.
Being quiet on the radio is not such a good idea.
Yeah. And we want to say a big thank you to the Habeck family. I probably butchered that. No, I think if anything, they've been pronouncing it wrong, and I just finally said it right.
Did they give a donation?
Like Capon or Capon?
They gave a donation in honor of Father Michael Brimmer.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's not here. He's not in studio.
Well, it doesn't matter.
This is not true.
They can donate to whoever they please.
Y'all are awesome.
We have a donation coming in from Marion Metz for Father Paul.
No, Mom.
Yep, her favorite priest. Father Mike Metz's mom's favorite priest is me.
Oh man.
I know. That hurts.
She says like really tough things about you when you're not around, by the way.
Hey.
We got 20 seconds left in the hour.
But
folks.
Her money speaks, you know. Money talks.
Mama, 508-1160. I'm gonna be calling you in just a couple of seconds, Mama.
Exactly. That's true.
TheQuestAtlanta.com. Continue to give. We've got about 5 seconds left in the hour. Where are we at, Dom? What's our number? We've raised how much?
God love you, Quest listeners.
Yes.
For this hour, we have raised $5,235.
That's matched dollar for dollar. But we'll keep the phone lines open for you. On the other side of the break, we're going to come back and do I think it's the game show, and they're out there getting warmed up. But we do have to do a legal ID at the top of the hour. But I'm going to give you that phone number, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. Please call in. We need a $5,000 gift. Hey, you know what? You can do it. Uh-huh. I'm talking to you. Yeah. No, don't look out the window. Yeah, I'm talking to you. 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. Father Metz, Father Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Blessings, great time. Everyone.
Okay, legal ID.
God love you. You're listening to AM 1160 WCFO, East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.